I was thinking about the name of your show, and I kept thinking about how attention is such an awesome thing when you have your stuff together and you have the discipline to be an expert and good at what you do. But also, attention equals disaster when your life is a disaster and your business is a disaster. So you don't want to put attention, you don't want to turn the camera on when you don't have your systems in order and you don't have your vision and mission in place. So attention does equal a ton of dollars, but you better have your systems together.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is attention equals dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I'm your host, Luke Nessler, where each week I bring you a special guest, and we talk to them about how they've built their business, how they've built their brand, and how they've gotten attention and turned it into revenue. Today, I'm excited to bring the president, CEO, and broker of Provident Legacy Real Estate, my friend Issa Masharbush. And Issa has done some amazing things in the real estate space. He's built a team, and we're going to talk to you about how he's built, mentored, and nurtured his team of professionals, his team of brand advocates, how he's gotten attention on his business and created something from scratch into what it is today. Issa, I'm excited to have you on the show today, man. I appreciate you joining us on the podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be on your Attention Equals Dollars. So I'm very, very excited. I was thinking about the name of your show, and I kept thinking about how attention is such an awesome thing when you have your stuff together and you have the discipline to be an expert and good at what you do. But also, attention equals disaster when your life is a disaster and your business is a disaster. So you don't want to put attention, you don't want to turn the camera on when you don't have your systems in order and you don't have your vision and mission in place. So attention does equal a ton of dollars. But you better have your systems together.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. You and I were on a call not long ago, actually before we hopped on here, just touching base on a few things. And that's what we talked about. And it's systems and processes, making sure that, you know, you have a team that executes. You had said, listen, I'm not a realtor. I'm the broker. My job is to mentor, coach, and empower my team so that they can go out and do what they do best so that I can help them do a better job. And when you were saying that, the word brand advocate came to mind. And so obviously, Provident Legacy Real Estate, you've got to have a system in place to nurture and build your team, but your team has to be a team of individuals that can speak intelligently about the business, that can position themselves as the experts in your market. And you obviously, you've created that. So talk to me about that when you were starting this business. How did you go from where you started to what you are now and really build and uplift your team?
That's really good that we're touching on this, because I think there's this idea floating around that when you are a realtor, the next thing to do after you experience some success is become a broker so that you could then hire people and then they could go out and make money for you. And I think that's the wrong approach, because most brokers cannot sustain a business with just the business of the agents they hire. So they have to go out and continue doing business. So you'll see a broker who mastered a niche in the market, busy in that market, and in addition to that, having to deal with the administrative load of running a brokerage and somehow find time to mentor new people in the business that need the support. It's a big struggle. What I realized is I had to choose at some point when to stop being a realtor. And I think in early 2014, it finally hit me, And I had to decide to either be a real estate agent, help where my clients, buyers and sellers, or be the broker whose clients are really the real estate agents. So once I started to shift my mindset about who my client really is as a broker, it's not the buyer and seller. They're my indirect client, but my real client is my own agents. I need to find ways and systems for them to work here, to grow here, to be nurtured, to be empowered, and to be able to perform at high levels right here. So they're my clients. They became my focus. And what I'm trying to do in this industry is to raise the bar for brokers that are in the industry to become teachers and mentors rather than just glorified sales agents that yeah. have a team.
So what are, I saw recently you were speaking, was it at realtor.com or Zillow, you were at one of the big organizations. It seemed like you were coaching and teaching all day long. Can you talk about that?
Well, I believe it was about a week ago. I was on at the headquarters of Zillow, that's the largest monster in the business. They did $1 billion in revenue just last year. Yeah. They dominate the space. They attract almost 200 million views or visits on their websites and all the websites that they own every month. Those are unique visits, by the way. So agents go there to try to get some of that business. And Zillow establishes relationships with agents, and they pay a fee, they get leads, they got to convert the leads, etc. So I was there. I actually talked about this, you know, how to handle your agents. So I have an account with Zillow as a premier broker, but 6 months into it, they started to tell me you're like the number five brokerage in the entire Northeast, and I'm a smaller brokerage, so I couldn't understand how are we in the top five as a broker with Zillow in the Northeast. I realized that a lot of brokers sign up to it, but they have zero mentorship, coaching, training, accountability with the agents that are working these leads. So without really putting my full heart and soul into it, we're at number five. And we're just getting started with it. So they invited me to speak on a panel. They did a broker spotlight. It was a whole day on Zillow. It was really, really fun. It was amazing. Yesterday, actually, I was at the headquarters of LinkedIn in NYC in the Empire State Building, and we discussed videos. And so recently, it's been you know, speaking at major brands like Zillow, LinkedIn.
Instagram. What are some of the things that you've done of recent time to really get attention on your brand? And it sounds like you're obviously getting the attention of brands like LinkedIn and Zillow. So I find it hard to believe that they just found you. You've done things right leading up to this, to where now you are looked at as a premier individual in your space, as one of the best brokers in your area. What are some of the things that you've done to really get that attention on you that set yourself apart from some of the other brokers out there? Can you pinpoint some of those things?
So here's the secret. I put attention on other people, and for some reason that brings attention to me. And it's not a formula I calculated or was a strategy. I genuinely want to celebrate the success of my agents. So when they have a closing, we do a video, we pop a bottle of champagne, I'll post a photo celebrating the hard work of the agents we mentor. So I'm constantly putting attention on them because maybe their colleagues are underappreciated where they work. Maybe their colleagues are not being celebrated. I mean, I've had stories of agents tell me they would close $1 million deal, they'll bring another $1 million listing, and they're in an office that's like, okay, so next. where we make a big deal out of everything that our agents do. Whether it's a rental for $1,200 or $1 million listing, we celebrate all of them because it's a culture of celebration. It's a culture of honor. It's a culture of mentorship. We're really like a family. I'm like the dad, and I have all these beautiful children that I take good care of, and I'm there for them when they're struggling with a deal. I'm there for them when I've cleared up my calendar away from selling real estate so that I could help them sell real estate and navigate through the difficulties, the challenges of closing a deal. There's 99 ways a deal could die. Actually, there's 199 ways a deal could die, but there's 1,000 ways they could be fixed and resurrected. And that's where I come in and make sure they have access to that immediately when they need me.
So I love that.
I feel like to really answer your question, as I utilize technology to highlight their efforts, somehow it's getting attention back where I'm getting invitations to kind of teach that level of leadership and style of accountability, either to other brokerages or other managers, et cetera.
Sure. Well, what it is it's you have created this culture that company-wide, you guys do things differently. And the fact that you're doing things differently, you're celebrating the victories. They're going out, they're working harder because they're celebrated, they're more motivated. They're doing things differently than their competitors because their broker's doing things differently than other brokers. So it sounds like what's happened is your company as a whole, and it starts from the head of the company, which is you. From the top down, you guys do things differently, from your mentorship, from your celebration of wins and victories, the motivating of your staff. And that as a whole has gotten the attention of big brands like LinkedIn and Zillow and obviously the customers that you're going after. So, I think that's interesting because it's something that we put a big area of focus on here at my company, and that's company culture. I want my team to feel like I care about them. We meet 3 days a week. We do education. We do motivation. We do celebration. Today, Nathan, the gentleman that's directing this, won the Employee of the Week because of little things that he did extraordinarily well, and it keeps him motivated and excited to come back. To whereas some of my competitors, their staff hates working there. Right? Not all of them. Some of them have great companies. So my team's able to give it 110%, 120%, whereas our competitors are maybe giving it 80% because the team doesn't even want to live there. So a lot of the times the answer on this show on how do I get attention isn't always, well, you need to post on Facebook and do this. Sometimes it comes back to the way a company's built, company culture. And Issa, it sounds like that's exactly where you're focused and what you're doing. Let's take it all the way back to the beginning. When did you start Provident Legacy Real Estate? How long has this been your main focus?
We started in 2012. So it's been a good 6 years of building it. Before that, I was a real estate agent approximately for 18 months prior to opening up Provident Legacy. I was told that I was supposed to wait 3 years to open up a company to become a broker, which is true. You need 3 years as a salesperson before you could be a broker. What happened is my first year was my first full year. So the last 12 months of the 18 months were explosive in a sense that I was forced into opening a company. I had no other way to deliver a great experience for my clients without help. And it led me to opening Provident Legacy, and that was in 2012. So we're on to, I think when we hit 10 years, something magical happened with us. We survived, the first 5 years, and those are when the majority of businesses, maybe 80% of them, will fail by the fifth year. So we've proven our survivability. But we look forward to the 10-year mark. We're doing so much work our mission is to be the most admired real estate brokerage in the world. And to be the most admired, people really admire companies. If you think about the people you admire or the companies you admire, you feel that they have a sense of care for you and there's a sense of trust. So that's our mission, is really to be the most admired. If you notice, it's not to be the most profitable. It's not to be the fanciest. It's not to break records or to be the top. It's really to be the most admired. And that's really the core, the heart of who we are and what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, I love it. I think one of the things you'd mentioned to me in our pre-show meeting is exactly why you're well on your way. Number one, you survived the 5-year mark and you're on your way to being one of the most admired brokerages. It's because you said you have to be a coach if you want to be a broker. And obviously there are a lot of real estate professionals, brokers, agents that watch and listen to the show, but there are a lot of other business professionals that watch this. So you can replace the word broker with leader, right? And Issa, you told me on our call, you have to be a coach if you want to be a leader. And it took me a while to realize that for myself. And once I realized that, you know, I travel around to go speak at events to educate and inspire and teach how to market your business. I need to make sure that I'm educating and inspiring and being the leader for my own team. And I made the mistake of not doing that for the first couple of years. And I wondered why are we not hitting our marks? Why are we not growing at the rate we want to grow to? And once I had changed that, really tried to understand, I've got to be the leader for this team. Number one, things took off. And number two, I take much more pride in what I'm doing. So I want talk to me about that. You said you have to be a coach if you want to be a broker. And I think it's more than just being a broker. It's if you want to be the CEO of a company, you've got to be a coach. They can't not ever see you. You can't do everything yourself. So talk to me about what that means to you to be a coach of your team and a leader of your team.
There's five different levels of leadership that I constantly go back to that I learned from John Maxwell. You know, on the first level where we all start, you're a leader by title. Someone hired you to be a manager and people have to follow you because of your title. That's the first level of leadership, which kind of sucks. Some people may hate you, but they still have to follow you because you're their boss. But we want to rise above that to level number two. Level number two is a little more comfortable. People actually like you. You're a leader by title, but you're a likable person. So you have a little personality. You smile. You make people feel warm. That's cool. So level number two is nice. But level number three is where I see most people rise to and kind of stay there. That is people following you because of your production. So you've demonstrated a high level of production, and this is where brokers come in. They produce really well before they open up their companies. And then from that production, they drive people to their brokerages. And that's good. You want to get there, but you don't want to stop there. There's two more levels. And John Maxwell, who is the authority on leadership in the world, teaches that there's two more levels that you got to get to, right? So at the production level, you do so, you're able to produce. So you, because you're a producer, you attract people and they'll follow you for your production, right? So the next level, which is the fourth level in leadership, is when people are following you for what you have done for them personally. This is where the personal impact comes in. This is when you are now paying attention to the people working for you, and you're paying attention to their family. You're doing something for them. You're helping them with a particular task, with a particular issue. They follow you because they feel like, man, you helped me. So because you helped me, I'm going to follow you. That's where we all want to get to. This is a really awesome level of leadership. This is where I feel like I'm beginning to really flow in, but I really desire to live in level number five of leadership. That's where people follow you simply because of who you are and what you represent, what you stand for. So having that leadership models and levels broken down to me through the John Maxwell series he did on at an early age, I kept thinking leadership at that level is where we all should strive to go. So if you want to lead an organization, I don't care if you're the leader of a barbershop, a butcher shop, or a brokerage on Wall Street or on Main Street, The idea is to live at the highest level of leadership where what you represent, what you stand for is so solid that people follow you for that, and that you walk through these five different phases of leadership. And if you could hang on to that, becoming that type of leader, there's no limit to how many followers would come and follow you. I'm not talking about social media followers. I'm not talking about likes. And I'm talking about real people face-to-face buying from you, working for you, and helping you expand your brand.
It's so true, and it's not talked enough, and it's not taken seriously enough by so many people that are leaders of their company. By definition of step number one, they're leader by the title, and it's taking it to the whole other level, which you had told us. So many people are labeled number one. They're the leader because they're labeled the CEO, the president, the owner, but they don't actually carry out the leadership responsibilities, which, again, relating it back to the show, attention equals dollars. If you don't have – you don't ever hear me refer to my staff as an employee, right? We call them the team. So Nathan, he's part of the team. George, he's part of the team. And we try to have that team environment, that team culture, because – When you all work as one, and when me, the leader, coaches, inspires, motivates like Issa does, then the company as a whole garners so much more attention because you're producing at levels greater. You're providing a superior level of customer service. You're doing things different than what other people do, right? And that builds that relationship. That builds that attention that your business is going to get. So, you know, today, Issa, we talked a lot about leadership. We talked a lot about how you've built your team. Tell my following and the people watching or listening to the Attention Equals Dollars show today, where can they see more of your content? Where can they follow you on social media if they want to keep close with you and see what you're doing in your business?
I post a lot on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. My handle, or whatever we call it, the handle or the name that you could, it's the same on all platforms. It's my first and last name, Issa Michelle, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. And that's where you'll get a closer look at what I do because of the posts that I put up quite frequently. I use my iPhone to do it. I have an in-house production company that helps me do it for more for more events and speaking engagements. But that's where you get an insight on what it is that I do. My goal is for your audience is if they're brokers, that they aspire to rise to level five of leadership. If they're agents that want to be brokers, or agents that want to associate themselves with this type of leadership, to search that type of leadership when they're looking for a brokerage. And if there is, I don't know where your audience in the US is, but if there's a group of people that love this style of company, that would love a Provident Legacy in their town, in their city, reach out to us, give us a call, we'll do a study. And if we find like-minded people anywhere in the US or the world for that matter, would love to partner and set up a Provident Legacy location. We're on our third one now. Our first one, we had to stay with one for at least 5 years to make sure it's tested. And in the last year, you know, we set up a second office in Jersey City. We have Jersey City, we have Bayonne, and now we're opening up one in East Rutherford. There's others in the plan here in New Jersey. There's talks in New York City, but even where you are right now, I'll set up a Provident Legacy right there. Yes, amazing. Think like you.
I love it.
And then we'd like to grow with like-minded people.
I love it. I love it. Well, Issa, I appreciate you being on the show today. You brought a ton of value. And listen, if you're watching or listening to the show today, you might be watching it on Facebook. Give us a like, share it out, comment, and tag one of your friends, somebody that might be in real estate, somebody that needs to hear Issa's message today. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe. Be sure to leave us a comment. Let us know the one big takeaway that you took away. And obviously, if you're listening on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. Be sure to follow my friend Issa. He puts out a lot of great content. If you're having a hard time figuring out how to spell his last name, I promise, refer to the title. It'll be in there. Just put in Issa Mesharbush and spell it the way we have it spelled. We'll make sure it's correct for you. And then you can find him. I promise he's a great follow. Somebody that I've enjoyed getting to know over the last several months and watching his content. And he's definitely somebody that can help you grow your business. And most importantly, figure out how do you get attention? How do you stand out? How do you be different and get visibility? Issa's a great role model and somebody to follow. Issa, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today, my friend.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Luke. It was fantastic.
Great. We'll see you guys on the next episode of Attention Equals Dollars. Have a great and successful week.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales. But the reality is, it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.